Welcome to the Almost Relevant Podcast, where we delve down any rabbit hole, no matter how deep. The podcast for everything nerdy and geeky. I'm Jeremy Collier.
And I'm Elliot Lee. And today we have a special episode. Now, if you have ever been on this thing called the internet and are aware of social media...
Or if you've ever watched TV...
Yeah, you may be aware of this, I guess... A little, what's the appropriate word for this?
Franchise? Little...
Not franchise, but just, like, a twist on words. Or a play on words?
A play on words?
A play on words that it will be May
4th. Oh, that's what you're talking about. I didn't know where you were going here.
Well, yeah, because we didn't pre-plan this at all.
Why don't we pre-plan a podcast?
Yeah. So, it's May 4th, and if you are unaware of what I'm going with this... May the 4th be with you. So, we are doing a Star Wars episode, with the caveat that is...
Basically, pre-Disney Star Wars. Not that we have anything against Disney owning Star Wars. I actually think it's hopefully going
to
be...
Bow down to our overlords.
Yeah, I think Disney's going to have a lot of great things to do with Star Wars. But... This is more about our experiences with Star Wars in the past, and
what does it mean to us?
Yeah, and of course, the best character in Star Wars is Jar Jar Binks.
You know, I have to admit, I never really understood the hatred towards Jar Jar.
No, I don't. Understand
I never really understood
the hatred toward him either.
Everyone hates him. Just like, oh, God. I'm like, why?
What's so bad? Jar Jar Binks.
I don't get it.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's a dumb character, but... although I did go back and watch episode one, the one with Jar Jar, the first one, about a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, and I was just like, how did I like this movie when it came out? It's not a horrible movie, it's just so young, so kiddish.
And, you know, if I had to pick a character that I did like, I mean, since we're already jumping into this, I don't remember the name of the character, but the one that... Mace Windu.
Mace Windu. Why?
Because Samuel L. Jackson.
He didn't yell?
No, it's because it's Samuel L. Jackson.
Why?
Because it's Samuel L. Jackson.
But he did a great job.
It doesn't matter. It's Samuel L. Jackson.
You don't like him?
No, I love him. Okay. That's why. That's my favorite character.
I thought you said didn't like. Okay,
I do like. Because Samuel L. Jackson.
Mace Windu was, yeah. And I always thought that was a funny role because he didn't yell. At all, as Mace Windu, he had to keep
say
his...
the MF word.
Or talk about snakes on a plane.
But if I remember correctly, I remember reading that they made the Amethyst lightsaber specifically for him.
Yeah, I think so.
That, no, I know everyone else either had the red or the blue one, or occasional green one, but he was the only one that had the Amethyst colored one.
Yeah, I think I remember that too.
Which, you know why? Because he's Samuel L. Jackson.
Yep. If I had to pick a favorite character... It's a little hard for me to say because I have a lot of characters I really like. It would have to be a very specific version of a character. It would have to be Luke Skywalker in Return of the Jedi.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So a very specific period.
Yeah. Very specific period. Even more specific, if you want, is the very first opening scene where he goes into Jabba the Hutt's lair. That very first scene was just... That is like... The most epic scene in Star Wars to me.
Is there any particular reason?
Or
is it just one of those things that you're like, I like that.
Yeah, it was. Okay, so I've always loved the idea of sorcery with swords together.
Okay.
Or daggers or something like that. So when he walks in there just with all the confidence in the world, and he's just like, I know I'm bad. I don't have to worry about anything. I'm going to walk in here unarmed.
So you like confident men.
Yes, I like some confident men. Okay. And short walks on the beach.
Oh, my. Or on giant desert planets.
Yeah, that too. I don't know. There was just something about that scene. And then he was just like, yep, just watch me. I already know I'm bad. That, yeah. All right. So with that, now that we know our favorite characters. Did you grow up with Star Wars?
So, kind of and kind of not.
I think it was kind of hard not to grow up.
Right. Well, the thing is, it wasn't something I was, like, bombarded with, but it wasn't something, like, I really sought out either. Mm-hmm. And actually, I remember. So both my brothers growing up, they actually, all right, let me back up a little bit. Growing up, I always kind of envied both my brothers. They had these giant VHS collections. Because, okay, to kind of give you more of an idea of the time frame, just giant VHS collections and just like a giant assortment of movies. And one of my brothers just randomly asked me when I was about 9 or 10 years old if I've ever seen Star Wars. I'm like, nope. Mm-hmm. So he gave me the trilogy, because I think this was just shortly after the trilogy came out on VHS. Like, it was a trilogy box.
Yeah, I remember it.
And, oh, jeez, I watched all three just straight.
Nice.
My eyes were dying at the end of the last one. I'm just like, oh, God, I can't see. Everything's just fuzzy and blurry now.
There's one thing you might want to explain to some of our crowd.
What?
What the heck VHS is?
VHS are these prehistoric... No, let's look. Back in my day...
There you go.
Every Friday after school, true story, my mom would take me to Blockbuster, and I would go rent generally two movies, sometimes a video game. Mm-hmm. So, I'd either get two VHS or a game on the Sega Genesis, or if we go back far enough, the original Nintendo.
Yeah.
If anything, I want to say it was kind of ruined when DVDs came out, because trying to rent DVDs... That was horrible, because other people would not take care of them, and so I'd bring it home, like, oh, okay, cool, I'm three and a half minutes in, skip,
What about the fact that with VHS, you had to be kind and rewind?
I wasn't always kind.
Yeah, I bet not. So yeah.
But, I mean, a lot of, VHS players, would auto-rewind once you get the end, so...
Oh, that's true. So quick tangent on that rabbit hole, since you said your story. Mine was actually Saturday mornings. The new movies would... Back in the day, new movies, new video games were posted on Saturday mornings at Blockbuster.
No, I don't remember that. I remember, it was the orange or red label, right? Instead of their regular blue.
A lot of people would have them back by Friday, but they would have that for, a week or a week and a half. So, they would put their new movies out Saturday morning before they opened the store.
Huh.
New movies and new games.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Maybe I just wasn't as well informed. I don't remember reading it in GamePro.
Well, I also lived... in a city that had a line about 20 people deep every Saturday morning to get into Blockbuster.
Oh, wow.
So, my dad, every Saturday morning, we would go to Blockbuster. I didn't always go with him, but a lot of times I did. And, yeah, we would rent a game, and he'd rent a movie or two. And the way it would work for us is my dad refused to stand in line. So, we would sit in his car in the parking lot while other people were standing in line. He goes, I'm not going to stand in line. That's stupid. And I'm thinking to myself... But you're here. So as soon as everyone started going in, then we'd get out of the car, kind of stand at the car until all the line went in, and then we'd go in and grab what we wanted to. And then it got to the point where so many people were renting, and Blockbuster started doing that thing where you can keep it for 7 days instead of three, and then you can keep it for longer, you just have to tell us, kind of thing, to where people stopped returning stuff. So if you didn't get there Saturday morning, then you couldn't get the movie sometimes even from the previous week. At least at the Blockbuster I was at, like I said. It might be different for other Blockbusters.
Yeah, it's a little bit fuzzy, because I remember, I don't know if it was a major chain or not, but at least here, across the street, Hollywood Video opened.
And yeah, they had a major chain.
And they had a better return policy, too. Because from what I remember, actually, one of my high school classmates, they were working at Hollywood Video at the time, and they were pretty much saying how much better they were.
Uh-huh.
And part of the reasoning was, oh, yeah, if you're a day late, Blockbuster charges you per day that you're late. Where Hollywood Video is just like, oh, you didn't return it. Oh, just keep it for another week. We'll just charge you for another week's, rental rather than, per day. So, I just remember right around high school years, that's when I was like, wow, both these stores are just dead. There's, no one ever here.
And then there was Ultimate Video.
Okay, that is vaguely familiar.
That was before Hollywood Video.
Okay.
That was I don't know when it died out, but that was Blockbuster and Ultimate Video were the first two. And then Hollywood Video came a little later.
Okay.
Did your old Hollywood Video have a Game Crazy attached to it, ever?
Ah, jeez, I don't remember.
Yeah, it was a game store not inside, it was, you could go from one to the other inside the store, you don't have to go out.
Oh, but
it
okay, was, no, we didn't have anything like that.
Yeah, it was they were owned by, both of them were owned by Hollywood Video.
Okay.
But they were separate stores. You couldn't take rentals and pay for them in Game Crazy. You couldn't buy Game Crazy stuff in Hollywood Video.
Yeah, no, we didn't have that here. So, anyways, back to Star Wars. My brother asked me if I wanted to watch it, so I watched it, and it was just... Watching three of those movies for the very first time in a row at, 9, 10 years old may have been a little bit too much. So as a result, I don't have a strong relationship with the franchise. I do appreciate it. Not necessarily craze, but just the enormous fan base it carries with it. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. And it's just one of those things that, like, I at some point would like to sit down and, like, revisit those movies, which I have from time to time.
Yeah.
But not, I don't think I've ever fully appreciated it as much as I could.
Yeah.
For, you know, for what it is.
Well, I think with the new movie coming out at the end of the year, now is a good time to do that. Because, I just feel like if you... Even if you're like, okay, those are old movies, but then you're to watch, if you're to watch all six, right, between now and Christmas time when the new movie comes out,
right,
I think that you'll have a better appreciation of the new movie,
probably,
and therefore you will start to have a better appreciation of the old movies. For me, Star Wars has just been a part of my life since the day I was born. I mean, honestly, my dad and mom saw Star Wars in theaters when they were young. My dad saw it probably 10, 20 times in theaters. He even went to one theater that is no longer around. I think it was in San Francisco. That the there was a special effects inside the theater itself. So, oh, wow. Like, the chairs would move.
Okay, I've heard things like that.
Yeah, yeah. The chairs would move and stuff like that. And my dad, and he just remembers, like, being pretty tore up. Most likely drugs. But nothing hard, just marijuana and alcohol.
And heroin and cocaine.
Yeah, nothing. I don't know. I'm just kidding. I don't know what he was on, but I remember he was on something. So it was like, when he went in there... Yeah, bath salts. So when he went in there, it was like, the shaking was just like extra crazy to him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I mean, my dad saw that in theaters countless times. My mom even saw it in theaters many times. And so, yeah, I mean, I watched all three... I think I watched all three of the newer releases with my dad and mom, among other people. So, when they came out.
I think we're due for a tangent. Do you think there will be... Yeah, we have written down on the board right here. It's like, oh, 10 minutes in, tangent. And yeah. Do you think there is any franchise now, any movie series that is going to have that same similar effect? Or do you think that the time period has just changed too much? Going to the movies is not really a big thing anymore. Do you think there's anything like that your future kids will reenact that? Be like, oh yeah, my parents went and saw that in theaters. And I mean, sometimes I do that just to make myself sound old, because I'm like, yeah, I remember seeing Jurassic Park in theaters, you know, before my fellow classmates were born.
I think that both Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings have the potential.
Okay.
Not as wide of an impact and spread as Star Wars.
Probably.
Because Star Wars was revolutionary as where...
I think it's also due to just the time period and the, you know, because I mean, I'm pretty sure they couldn't Netflix Star Wars back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. And I was going to say, I think that revamp. Revamping or revising the way movies are in theaters right now, that I don't think it's going to... I think the theaters are just going to die out.
So you think it'll just straight up, just the theater will go the way of the blockbuster?
Not quite. I think theaters are going to end up like, hey, come see this movie. It's old, but hey, you can see it on a big screen for like $2.
So, well, if anything, it sounds more like a novelty.
Like, yeah. More like they're not going to be these huge, clean, big places with nice seats. It's going to be more like... Yeah, you know, it's, oh, hey, let's go to the movies. That movie we saw that came out when we were kids going to be there. Because I screens are getting bigger in home, you know.
So, are you saying that you think that in the future they're going to design theaters in a way to replicate the experience you had when you were younger?
Theaters? That's a good point. I think it's possible. I think that it's going to... I definitely think it's going to be... They're going to be far and few. And but unless they change something. If they change something, then that's totally different. But you know where it has to start. It's not starting at the... It doesn't start at the theater level. It starts at the Hollywood level. It starts at the studios level. Mm-hmm. Because they're the ones that are like, oh, we want to put this movie in theater. We're going to charge you all this money to be able to show it in your theater. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, it's like, well, we have to charge everyone else, you know, $12 a movie plus $20 of popcorn to get in, because that's how much we paid to get the movie. And then people are less likely to go, so that's going to go up. So if that trend continues, then yeah,
it's
a non-sustaining
yeah. system.
I think that if they really want to make their money, that they need to figure out how they can, I know this sounds bad, but figure out how they can charge more at home and less in the theater. Because if they don't, they're just going to lose that income in the theater. Then again, speaking about that, this I want to talk about this in... but since we're on topic, I'm going to mention it. Age of Ultron came out this week in Avengers, and it earned $187 million on the opening weekend. So I guess theaters are still pretty relevant right now.
Right. I do fully intend on seeing the movie, however not in theaters. I will probably resort to other methods.
Like what?
So back on topic.
yeah, so... So Star Wars, yeah, it's always been ingrained in my life. I saw it first when I was young. I've seen it many times. I haven't seen the new ones as much, but...
Now, what about the... Because I know they've had a lot of spinoff, like, you know, animated films and stuff like that. So what... And video games, which, so if anything, I can talk about a little bit about the video games. But what about, like, the animated movies? What are your thoughts on that? I remember I was over at your place once, and you had like some animated series going on.
There's one animated movie only.
Okay,
And that takes place at the end of the Clone Wars animated series that came out after the Clone Wars movie.
Okay,
So
well, what are your thoughts on that? Does it do the franchise justice?
I didn't care. A lot of people are not going to agree with me, and okay. I do want to go back and watch it again. I didn't care for what I saw of the Clone Wars animated series, and I haven't seen the animated movie because I didn't watch the series. Mainly because at the time I wasn't like super into Star Wars. Like, I mean, when I was a kid, I loved Star Wars. I was into it so much. And there was a phase where it was like, I'm not really into it right now. And then the movies came out again. It's like, okay. But then by the time the Revenge of the Sith came out, and I'd watched that, and it was 3 years later when the animated series came out, and it was like, I'm not really into this right now, you know. And then the new cartoon comes out, which just came out, is still running this first season right now, or just right after the first season, and I'm really into that. So it's like, because I'm getting hyped for the new movie, I'm into the cartoon, and they say that cartoon is not as good as the Clone Wars cartoon.
Now, I like how I'm saying animated series and you're saying cartoon. But,
oh, whatever.
So, do you feel it does... Or is it just the story that you like? Or do you feel that it does do the franchise justice?
It does Star Wars justice, in my opinion. Just like the games do it justice. Not all the games.
Yeah. So, actually, well, now that you gave me a segue into games, So, for the most part, I haven't played very many of the games. I remember I played... Oh, God, I can't remember the name of it. It was... Kind of somewhat popular on the N64. I guess you're flying around on Hoth.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, like I played that one a little bit, and I wasn't too into it. Oh, geez. Well, now that I really think about it, I think the very first Star Wars game was on DOS.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it was this like flight simulator thing.
Yeah,
which was just ridiculously hard. Oh my god, that was way too hard for a game. Maybe I was just too young for it. But, really the only game I really got into, which I'm almost hesitant to admit, was Star Wars The Old Republic. The MMO.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it did have some really cool feel to it, just, you know, running around as a...
Sorry to interrupt. N64 had two good Star Wars games. The one I remember is Star Wars Shadows of the Empire. And this is where you took charge... The main character was like... he wasn't a Jedi. He was a smuggler, I think?
I don't think that's the one I played.
And it takes place between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. The other one was called Rogue Squadron, which is probably the most famous one.
Probably the one. That sounds kind of what I played.
Okay. Sorry, but anyway, you were saying?
I don't know. You interrupted.
I don't remember either.
I think I was talking about Old Republic. And
yeah, oh, that's right.
The story-wise of that game was pretty interesting. Just the whole, like, interacting with other characters, interacting with the NPCs and how everything was voice acted and all that. It was really interesting. It was a fun experience. Although, you know, the game overall, in my opinion, was kind of a flop. It was definitely not sustainable. Not for their budget.
Yeah.
I think they spent like 100... I think it was over 150 million just on voice acting.
Wow.
So I'm just like, okay, so what are you going to do when expansions come out? Because, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was really fun to run around as either a Jedi or a Sith or as a trooper, which I was a trooper. It was different. It was something kind of, it was unique.
Yeah.
Even though, again, the game more or less flopped.
Yeah, you know, there's been some really good ones, though.
I know there's been a ton of games. Yeah. I just never...
Force Unleashed was my favorite Star Wars game. Because it's almost an alternate universe of Star Wars. Not quite an alternate universe. This is what happened while, you know, Luke Skywalker was out there, you know, mm-hmm. this and that. But the reason it was like an alternate universe is because... at the end of Force Unleashed 1, you actually had to choose between killing and... Spoiler alert, but this game's really old. You had to choose between either killing and taking on Darth Vader, or killing and taking on the Emperor. And so... But obviously the way it goes in canon is that Luke Skywalker basically killed both. I mean, he didn't kill Darth, but... So, but I really did like that game. And the sequel was pretty good, too. Also, Battlefront... Which has been announced, the new Battlefront's coming out, but I heard people are already talking crap about it, but whatever. Battlefront was really good.
Time for a tangent. I just had a thought. I guess by the time this airs, you know, people will already know that we did this, but you now know when it happened, when it was decided. For the picture for this episode... Should be that one picture of Jean-Luc Picard saying, "Use the Force, Harry."
I don't know if I know that one.
You don't know that one? Look at it really quick.
All right, I will. In a minute.
No, no, do it.
Fine.
No, well, do it now.
So while we look this up, since this is great,
yes,
podcasting here. All right, yeah, Gandalf. Wow. Yeah, so, since you can't see, which you will on our show notes, but if you're not looking at our show notes...
You'll see it when you click on the...
It's episode. One of those fake quotes, and it says... It's quoted saying, "Use the Force, Harry." And it says the quote is said by Gandalf, and it's,
Patrick Stewart
in the picture. That's pretty funny.
As far as you haven't seen that.
No, I have not seen that one. Alright, so getting back to Star Wars...
Tangents over?
Yeah, so we both grew up on it somehow, some one way or another. I'm a huge fan of Star Wars. Sci-fi hasn't been my forte, but I find myself really... Okay, there's sci-fi, and then there's space sci-fi. Because mm-hmm. to me, like, regular sci-fi is okay, but I like the space stuff. I like everything from space westerns to space operas, and to more like real space stuff like a Star Wars, I guess. Kind of almost, I guess, in between those two, but I don't know. I'm not sure what it would be considered genre-wise.
Yeah, so the thing is, I don't want to say, like, you know, I'm definitely not, you know, a diehard fan of Star Wars or of science fiction. And I want to say part of that reason, and that's also not to say that I'm against them, but I feel that for some reason, any kind of fantasy type genre, so be it Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, things like that, I always have trouble following. I feel there's too, I'm not as immersed in it as I should be.
Yeah.
And through no fault of the creators or anything like that, it's just I have trouble following it. I just feel like it's pretty much like, yeah, everything I know doesn't apply.
Yeah.
And this is the new reality, and it's I have trouble acclimating to it and fully, which prevents my ability to be immersed in the story. So I think that is part of the issue. But the other part of the issue might have been, again, that when I first watched the movie, in movies, I was really young. So that could have been, I was just too young to appreciate it. And if I were to try it again now, maybe I'd have be able to follow it a little bit easier. Because I think it is probably one of those things that, you know, just watching it through once, you know, I can't be the only one that had difficulty following
it. Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Just first time through.
I mean, that's how I feel about Lord of the Rings. That movie, that series is confusing to me.
Yeah, it's like, what's going on?
Yeah, especially because I saw them in theaters each time, mm-hmm. and I didn't see them in between. So, like, by the time I saw the third one, I'm like, wait, what happened in the first movie again?
Okay, so you're kind of the opposite end of this spectrum where you don't watch them, where I watch them all back to back, and then you have too long of a break in between.
Yeah. So we had mentioned that this is more about pre-Disney, but since the fact that we are upcoming on the first Disney release of Star Wars, there is a few things I wanted to share about what's going on if you haven't been paying attention to Star Wars. The first thing is that this is an interesting move on Disney. Is they threw out everything. Their canon now is nothing but the six movies. So all the books, comic books, side whatever that were considered canon when it was Lucasfilms, they have thrown out. They said none of that stuff matters anymore. It's still great to read. You should go buy it, but it doesn't matter for the story anymore. Because now that they're doing these next six movies, they can't have stuff happening while those things are happening. Makes sense.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense, honestly. I mean, I'm sure to some fans it's a, you know,
A
lot of fans it's a kick in the balls. But if you just think about it from like a storytelling perspective,
uh-huh.
it's, you know, you can't, if you're trying to have a mainstream story and you have all these tangents going off in weird directions, it's hard to maintain that, you know, that flow of having a mainstream story.
Yeah. So they have released that the animated series The Rebels is part of the new canon, as well as I think there's three books out right now that are part of the new canon. But that's it. So that's kind of interesting. A lot of people, like you said, a lot of people are kind of upset about it. They're like, especially people who have read, like, because they had these continuations. The books that took place right after the 4, 5, and 6. So this had to do with Luke and Leia's kids, not together. Their brother and sister.
Oh, my.
But they had to do with the kids who, you know, the Force was passed to them and it was their time. So a lot of people are like, that is canon. That's how Star Wars is. But with
so
these
Force is hereditary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Non-recessive gene.
Yeah. But basically, but Disney is like, no. We want to do our own. We're going to be careful. We want to expand it. And I agree with that. I'm like, you know what? The books were probably good. Keep them as good books. Keep them as an alternate universe, you know? And that's what people are kind of considering it. Like, well, we have alternate universes now. This is just kind of like what Star Trek did with the new movie series. It's like, well, this is the same time frame as all the movies you watched originally, but it's a whole different universe. Because of what happened in the first Star Trek movie,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, it goes back in time and everything. So with that said, there has been some really exciting announcements in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks now, I guess. So first of all, not surprising, they're releasing the movies in the trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
7, 8, 9 are coming in a trilogy. But above that, there has been two other confirmed movies coming out. One is called Star Wars Rogue One. And it's going to follow the Rogue Squadron. Okay. That's all that's known about it right now. The other one has not been announced as anything specific. People speculate that it could be a Han Solo movie.
No.
Could be a Darth Vader movie. Which, that one doesn't make too much sense. Darth Vader movie, because we already kind of followed him.
There's Three movies.
Six, actually.
Well, I mean, Anakin. As Darth Vader.
Yeah, yeah, but I meant, yeah, I meant his life. So I'm not sure what the other movie is. It hasn't been actually announced, but, yeah, so there's five movies.
Are they going to start with episode 10 and then eventually come back to 7?
I know, huh? Skip that area. So, yeah, there are these five movies that have been confirmed. Three of them go in the numerical order. Two of them are considered spinoffs.
Okay.
So basically, they take place at the same time as other movies, with characters that are probably in the other movies, just not when they're in the movie, if that makes sense.
Okay, so not necessarily Star Wars 10, 11, and 12.
Yeah, no, then. No. And they have
it'll
also
be like
said...
7-1.
Yeah. They have also said that... where is it? Right here. They have also said that we're going to have a Star Wars movie every year until around 2019. And that might continue past that. That's just what they have planned right now.
That's ambitious.
Yeah. So what ambitious. I'm guessing they're going to do is they're going to put out episode 7 this year. Next year they're going to put out Rogue Squadron. The year after that they'll put out 8. Next year they'll put out whatever other one they planned. And then in 2019 they'll put out episode 9. So the actual numbered ones will come out every other year.
Okay. I see.
Yeah.
I see what you're getting at.
Doesn't that sound kind of familiar though? Maybe another series that Disney has recently taken over? I mean, not they're not doing it exactly, but speaking about Marvel, how they're kind of...
Yeah, I was going to say, but I'm trying, what do they have in the works that's like that?
Well, because the main series is Avengers.
Okay. But they have... Did Disney take over before the first Avengers or after?
I don't know, but I'm just talking about the model.
Okay.
I'm not talking about... Disney's not actually doing it. It's still Marvel Studios.
Okay.
But Disney owns Marvel now, so they own the studio. But as far as I know...
Hail Disney.
Yeah. As far as I know, they don't have much control. It's still Marvel Studios, the ones... But what I'm saying is the Avengers are the main series. They're having all these spinoffs. Ant-Man's about to come out.
I have trouble taking Paul Rudd seriously in this.
It looks really good. I've seen
the preview. Does look good, but it's Paul Rudd.
Yeah. What else is it? It's, another Guardians of the Galaxy is going to be out.
Uh-huh.
And I forget exactly who, but there's other ones coming out that are just, it's like, oh, we're going to come out with a Marvel movie every year, and then every other year, every third year, we're going to come out with a major one. Avengers. Actually, they said that they're filming the next, not the next Avengers, because that's already filming, I think, but the two after that.
There's going to be 5 Avenger movies?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Because they're doing the... Well, I'm not sure exactly how it works, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 5 confirmed.
Oh, wow.
Because the next Avenger movie, I think, is going to be the Civil War. And then after that is Galactus.
Hmm.
Or Thanos. Thanos, right? Not Galactus. Galactus is...
Thanos sounds right.
Thanos, yeah, sorry. So yeah, Thanos. And then it's going to be two movies with Thanos in it.
Oh, and don't forget about the Fantastic Four reboot.
That's right, that... No one should go see.
No Jessica Alba.
No one should go see it because...
Oh, right. Because doesn't Fox own it?
Yeah, Fox owns it. Although, I don't mind Fox too much, but they're just being greedy. I know we're on a tangent here, but, you know, it's still cool stuff. So, you know, like, with Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel doesn't own Spider-Man.
Right.
But if anybody follows anything about Marvel and the Civil War... You can't have the Civil War without Spider-Man. So, Marvel Studios made a deal and was like, we want to borrow Spider-Man from you. And I forget which studio owns Spider-Man. Do you remember?
Ah, jeez.
I can look it up.
Was it Universal? No, I don't think it's Universal.
Well, anyway, so let's see. What studio owns...
Sony Pictures. Dang it.
Duh. So Sony Pictures was like, yeah, sure, we can, you know, basically you give us a percentage of what you make on the movie and you can have Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, oh, hey, Fox, let's do that too. You know, we can, you know... No. And so Marvel's like, are you sure you don't want to make a deal with us? No.
Let's make a deal.
So as you know from our Marvel episode... Marvel Studios is basically boycotting Fox. So, we'll see. But it was cool that Spider-Man is going to be in the Avengers movie. And if that's a spoiler for you, I'm sorry. But it's pretty obvious. Alright, so back to the ending this off. Star Wars, awesome. Very awesome. Can't wait.
Oh, thanks for asking me what's new, by the way.
What's new?
I did get that scholarship.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. So I applied for a scholarship for that was geared towards students that contribute to their community in some form, and my contribution is that I'm a math and English tutor. And I have to admit, I feel somewhat guilty about applying and receiving it. So there were 18 recipients out of 42 applicants.
Uh-huh.
And during the luncheon event, I'm not sure who she was. I don't know if she was like the... She was part of the Chamber of Commerce, which was the... Who organized the scholarship.
Uh-huh.
And so she was going around kind of greeting everyone, and we all had name tags, so she already knew who we were. And when she gets to me, I'm like, oh, here's the adult student. Like, I was just like, yeah, that's me.
That's hilarious. She called you the adult student?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, so she, So I feel a little bit guilty. Did I rob, you know...
A high schooler
or early college student from money, essentially. But on the same note, I did beat out 24 other people.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they weren't 24 other adult students.
No.
So it's... But there still is a level of guilt. It's like, you know, I mean, I'm 30. I'm taking money from 17, 18-year-old kids.
But you... don't have any more money than they do. I mean,
yeah, but I'm older. I shouldn't like step aside, I guess.
Whatever. You know what? Screw the youngins.
I'm too humble.
Yeah. Going along with that, before we get to our
what's new with you?
Off topic picks. Yeah.
Or at the end of the episode, yeah, what's new with you?
I actually did get an email the other day about. Long story short, I applied for a master's program, and I was told that I would find out in March. If I got accepted or not. Well, okay. Here it is. It was the last day of April when I got this email. So, you know, basically May, 2 months later, I figured I didn't get it. There's many reasons I figured I didn't get it. Not just because I wasn't good enough, but because...
They didn't respond, right? Or they didn't follow up?
They didn't follow up. I didn't send in all the paperwork. I still haven't.
Oh, jeez.
The piece of work that I sent in was a part of a story... that I know was edited and all that stuff good, because I looked over it twice.
It was edited so good.
Yeah, Elliot looked over it once, I looked over it twice, so I knew that it was solid writing, but it's like the middle of a story, you know what I mean? And...
Yes, I know what you mean, you don't have to keep asking.
Whatever. And I didn't send in everything they required, so I figured, no way, you know, I wasted my money by applying, $50, whatever. So I get this email, and it's not the best news, but they're like, we're excited to inform you that you are on the top of our waiting list.
Oh.
And we anticipate being able to admit a handful of students from the waiting list, and you're very high up there. So it implied that there's a really good chance I'm actually going to get into the program.
Huh. Okay.
And they said that my work was amazing, they really liked it, and I couldn't help but think, if I had written a piece specifically for them... I would have probably gotten in without being on the waiting list.
And, like, you know, submitted all the paperwork all that stuff, too. Yeah. And maybe got a letter of recommendation from someone that, I don't know.
And maybe not have applied the last day.
That, too. Yeah. Well, I submitted my application for the scholarship on the last day.
Well, there you go.
It was, like, 3 hours before the deadline. I'm like, here you go.
Yeah, but that was Thursday when I was having the really bad day. I had a really horrible day at work. Worst day I've had at work in my 2 years of working with kids. And working in school is just bad day. I get that on my way home, and it's like, all of a sudden, my day doesn't feel so bad. So, even though it's not the best news, I'm not admitted yet. But
are you annoyed about that? Like, you're having a bad day, and like, you get to the point where like, you want to have something to complain about, and then you get good news, and you're like, dang, I can't complain anymore.
No, I had already complained enough about it. So that's why, I'm sitting in traffic, and I get an email on my phone. I usually don't check emails.
But living in California, you're not supposed to use your phone while you're driving.
I was stopped in traffic.
Doesn't matter.
I know. So I was like, I usually don't check emails on my when I'm driving.
It's, but you just do everything else on your phone.
You don't know that, or they don't know that. So anyway, but I saw the name and I was like, oh, it's my coworker because they have the same name at first. I thought, and I was like, wait a minute, no, she's on vacation. So I looked at it again and it was like news from the college. I'm like, I have to check this, and I did. And I laughed out loud in the car while I'm alone.
You actually LOL'd.
Yeah, I actually LOL'd. All right.
Did
so
you raw fall now?
No, because then I would have probably crashed.
You were stopped in traffic.
True. All right, let's get to our off-topic picks this week. I'm going to start this week.
Fine.
Yep.
Fine.
Right.
I'm going to the bathroom.
All right, you go to the bathroom. All right, so actually, this is one that I already mentioned earlier, and I had I wouldn't say privilege, but I went to see the Avengers Age of Ultron on the night of its release last Friday.
Was it good? Was it worth it?
Yes.
Better or worse than the first one?
Not as good.
Oh.
But it was still good. Okay, so this is my ranking for movies. Goes.
You know what, though? Actually, after listening to everything you've been saying, you tend to like the things everyone else doesn't like.
That's not true.
It seems like it.
I don't like most of the Marvel movies that people don't like.
Okay.
I don't like, for example, the Hulk movie. The original Hulk movie.
Yeah,
that was horrible.
I don't think anyone liked that, though.
That's what I'm saying. Well, no, some people did. Let's see. The original Captain America movie. Like, I guess a lot of people like that.
Original meaning?
No, the first one of the new series.
I liked it.
I don't like Captain America much.
Well, okay, fine, communist.
I loved Winter Soldier. That was an amazing movie.
Do you want to take that that picnic sheet I have? It's red. You might enjoy it.
So I loved the Winter Soldier movie. I loved Guardians of the Galaxy. The first Avenger movie was, like, up there, too. Those are probably my favorite three of the Marvel Studios movies. This was probably fourth. So I'm not saying it's...
What about Iron Man 3? Did you love Iron Man 3?
I didn't hate it like Patrick did.
Yeah,
but
I didn't like it either. I didn't hate it. It was kind of...
It was okay.
This is weird.
The first half was good. Second half was horrible.
It just got weird.
Yeah. But this is a good movie. It's just... okay, so a few things, without going into any spoilers, a few things I didn't like about it. It had a lot of moments where it was just felt like...
Not enough Chris Evans.
I don't care for Chris Evans.
I can see it now. Minus 7 listeners.
Minus 700.
Yeah, it's like we have 700 listeners.
We're going to get negative now.
We're almost back to zero.
So basically, yeah, they're going to reset our countdown, our counter. So basically, there was too many moments where I felt was like forced comedy.
Okay.
And in the middle of action scenes, you know, they did that in the first one too, but it was like maybe 3 or 4 times. In this, it was like, oh my God, once in a while, shut up while you're fighting. But that didn't take much away from the movie. That was just like a personal annoyance. Also, I don't like slowdowns in movies where they slow down. So you like almost to a stop to where you can like see the bullet going like slowly past the person dodging it.
I think it's one of those things, like a little bit's okay.
Yeah. And
like if it warrants it.
Yeah, they did it to show off, like, the team working together in one scene.
Uh-huh. Okay, that sounds reasonable.
I was like, okay, I'm not a big fan of the slowdown. I'd rather just see the action go. I'm nitpicking here, but the story was pretty good. Ultron, I really liked him. And I love the fact, and this isn't a spoiler because it's everywhere and it's on the poster, I love the fact they brought Vision in. Because Vision was one of my favorite characters in some of the old Avengers games.
Wait. Oh, okay, never mind. I'm getting the days confused. For some reason, I thought today was Saturday.
Oh, no.
Because I was going to say, like, wait, you saw the movie and you saw the fight?
Oh, no. No, yesterday was a fight.
Was Desiree heartbroken?
It was kind of already expected maybe that Mayweather was going to win.
Yeah.
Anyway, so my off-topic pick is going to see the Avengers Age of Ultron. Good movie, definitely worth seeing in the theaters if you like the other movies.
So, on a scale of -3 to -24, how would you rate it?
Well, if I rated, because no movie's perfect, so if I rated, that's why I like your scale, actually. If I rated, like, Guardians of the Galaxy a 20... and Winter Soldier like a 19, and Avengers around the same, the first Avengers around the same, I'd put this around an 18 or 17.
Okay.
So it's definitely a to-watch movie. But Patrick, who was on our show for the Marvel episode, he said it best. When he left the theater, he wasn't nearly as hyped as he was after leaving the theater for the other movies.
Okay.
But it was still a good movie.
So it's not really, it was disappointing or much of a letdown. It was just...
It wasn't as good.
He felt that he had higher expectations because of the previous movies.
Yeah, probably. And it wasn't as good as the previous movies in the sense that it didn't have, I don't know, it just wasn't as good, but it was in no way bad.
Okay.
So just that's exactly what it is. So yeah, great movie, definitely recommend it still though. What's your pick this week?
So, cheating, the Star Wars trailer.
Yep.
And which I will admit that actually having just rewatched it like about an hour and some change ago, it actually did bring back a lot of like childhood feelings. Again, even though I didn't really grow up with a strong Star Wars background, it did kind of like almost put me back in that place.
Well, especially the first scene of the trailer. Remember what it was? That's what brought me back when I saw it.
What was it?
When they picked up the helmet?
No, it wasn't that.
No, but, not for you?
No. It was all the TIE fighters. Wow. The X-Wing fighters.
Yeah.
It's just that. Seeing them flying, that, I don't know. It's just something about that sparked that connection with my childhood.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is specifically, but I just zoomed back there for a second. I was just like, well, what happened?
Yeah, for me it was, and we'll have the link to the trailer on our show notes, the very first part where he's picking up Darth Vader's helmet.
Right.
And it's all smashed and everything, and you're just like, wow, okay. This takes place right after, or soon after, the sixth movie. Probably.
Not necessarily. It looked like it took some damage and was sitting around for a while.
Yeah, well, not right. What I mean is not much has happened in between, probably. Okay. That's what I meant. Not like the day after, but within a few years.
No, I would venture to guess it was significantly longer than
really?
That. Yeah, maybe like 30, 40 years. Because, I mean, the base, looking at the helmet, it was looking like it had some environmental damage. Some damage, from, like, just from time.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see.
Star Wars The Force Awakens. Oh, 30 years.
Boom! Boom!
So anyway,
like 3 years, like okay.
And then the ending of it, of course.
Yeah, that
Han Solo and,
well, there you go. That's your other clue there. It doesn't look like, you know, that or Han Solo aged terribly in 3 years.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
So this is the third time I watched this trailer, and it was pointed out to me after the second time that Chewbacca doesn't look like Chewbacca. But I'm like, I looked at closely this time, I'm like, he looks like Chewbacca to me.
All Wookiees look alike to me.
Yeah,
well. I know, I'm racist. I'm sorry, I don't care. I'll admit it.
Wookiees. Alright. Definitely cool trailer. Definitely looking forward to it.
Which, yeah, if you're like kind of like me and live under a rock, I'd say go see it, if you haven't.
Yeah, one last thing I want to say about Star Wars, and this just kind of wraps it up, it has to do with the trailer and the future, is the thing I like about them getting rid of the other canon and pushing forward into the future of Star Wars, which we haven't seen. Yeah, that was close.
Yeah. Okay, we both had a slip-up then.
Oh, I didn't even hear you. Oh, that TIE Fighter?
Yeah, okay, so we're even now.
Yeah.
We're even.
So, the thing I like about that is we're going to start seeing the future technologies, because we here and for us, we have such technological advances over episode 3, 4, 5, or 4, 5, 6.
Technically 3, 4.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, when they made 1, 2, 3, uh-huh, it was like, well, how can you have more technology for in episode 1, 2, 3 than you did in 4, 5, 6? Well, the answer is because our technology as creating movies have increased, so therefore it looked better. But then if you watch them, and you think about it in the sense that, you know, where did that technology go?
Mm-hmm.
Then it doesn't make any sense. But now we're going to the future. So now we can say, like, look at the lightsabers. Look at the fighters. Look at the weapons. And we're going to see, this is 30 years later, too. So we're going to see advances, like that 3-prong lightsaber.
It's not 3-pronged.
What do you mean?
It's a guard.
Yeah, but it's still,
I think prong, I think like a trident.
Oh, well, yeah, it's more like a cross, but
it's a guard.
Yeah, but it's still, I'm sure if
it's like a hand guard.
Sure, if you touch someone with that, it's going to just do the same thing as the laser does.
Yeah, but if you take a hand guard of like a long sword, you could beat the crap out of someone with that too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. But yeah, that's true. I guess it's because it's not as long as the, it's not like a,
size matters.
It does matter.
So I've been told.
So I know. I'm really looking forward to that advance of technology, because now we can show it in the movies, and I think that that's going to be really cool, because, as I was saying earlier, I don't like space, I don't like sci-fi that's like, oh, you know, in like 5 years from now, sci-fi. I like that, what's it going to be like in 300 years from now? What's it going to be like 1,000 years from now?
You know, so I do have one concern about that as far as like the movie-making aspect of it.
Uh-huh.
Looking at a movie like Transformers, something I was totally hyped for because, you know, I grew up with Transformers.
Uh-huh.
I felt like, you know, it was one of those things that they focused too much on making it look pretty and not enough of making it good.
Yeah.
So that is just my concern about this.
Yeah.
It's like, are they going to make it a good story, good acting, good lines, all that stuff, and make it look pretty at the same time?
Well, here's my point of view on that. For episodes 1, 2, and 3, that's exactly what they did. They tried to cater to the masses, make it look good, and the story kind of lacked.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't look as good, look as flashy as 1, 2, and 3 did. Okay. It doesn't look as flashy. So I think that what they tried to do is, I think they're trying to go back to the roots of 4, 5, 6. That grime, you know, because 4, 5, 6 had that grime. Even Revenge of the Jedi.
Words.
Return of the Jedi.
Okay, I think he got
two of the movies mixed up.
Yeah.
Okay, Harry. Just use the Force. Yeah. Gandalf.
Return of the Jedi. Even in that one, even though that was like everything's going right for the rebels, everything's going right for the universe. It was still a more of a grimy, dirty universe. You know,
mm-hmm.
There was problems. There was no, you know, the Empire was still evil, and it looks like they're kind of keeping that more dark instead of like bright and Jar Jar.
Okay.
You know,
So you are anti-Jar Jar.
I'm not anti-Jar Jar. I don't mind the character. He fit the world that they put him in.
Okay.
But I'm more for the world as a dangerous place rather than a world with Jar Jar Binks. All
right.
So it's not his character I'm against. It's the world they put him in more.
So you just want chaos and darkness.
I guess, but which is funny because
you don't want happiness and peace. All right, got it.
Well, you know. All right, well, that's it for this episode. Yeah, fun episode. I love Star Wars. Can't wait for the new movie. Can't wait for new games, everything. I'm actually thinking about buying some of the books, too. I never read a Star Wars book, but
there are books?
There's tons of them.
Ooh.
Yeah. But yeah, if you want to get a hold of us, email us at almostrelevantpodcast@gmail.com. And I realize, yet again, this show notes is not up to date. Our website is www.almostrelevantpodcast.com. Facebook.com/almostrelevantpodcast. And I put all the newest release information, if you're on Twitter, at my personal Twitter, at SoulScribbler. Also, I have started to put new information for the podcast on my author Instagram, which is, you can find me at author Jeremy Collier. We don't have an official Instagram or Twitter for the podcast, mainly because Elliot doesn't like using social media. And
I'll be right back. I'm going to go get the newspaper outside.
Yeah, and I'm not going to manage all those accounts. So if you want to volunteer to manage our accounts, that's a different story. Hint, hint.
We will not pay you.
No. You can be an intern. We have one for KVGT, so.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it for this episode. Any last words about Star Wars?
May the Force be with you, Harry.
May the Fourth be with you.
No, may the Force be with you, Harry.
You're Harry.
Yeah, okay.
Opening song with Our Wind in Our Sails, provided by Waleed Fighali. Ending song, Steampunk Girl, provided by John and Elio at johnandelio.com. And blast the cure and the snoots. It's a flask to her lickets. Takes exit 22 and pulls in her parking space. Climbs up the fire escape. Steps into a bedroom and crashes onto a bed. Rips stockings from her legs. She looks in the mirror and thinks that it's time to start another life. On her goggles and a bowler hat, she checks her pocket watch, adjusts her rocket back. She laces up her boots and puts her makeup on. She grabs her leather coat and her Tesla gun.
Sylvia Garkin. Now she's a steamboat. She dreams of brass and gaslight. Imagines taking a trip on a steam-powered ship. Instead, she opts to fly to a sci-fi convention. Now it's her attempt.